Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where some of ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy do we have a show for you today. As usual, Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. How are you?
Good. Be better if the Phillies won last night, but
continuation
it's a little
of
rain
the game.
Delay, so we're still waiting for that. My best buddy, Joe Haley, managing editor, is here as usual.
Best buddy.
He's my best buddy. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
BFF.
I'm good, thank you. Yes, we're BFFs. We've also got Kathy Houston, the very savvy editor of Advantages Magazine. How are you, Kath?
Good. How are you?
We've also got a special guest today who is joining us for the beginning portion of the show. Shelley Gares, VP of Customs and Brokerage for UPS Canada, which, of course, is an ASI affiliate, is here. Hi, Shelley.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In a few minutes, Shelley's going to tell both distributors and suppliers how to save some major dough on shipping. Shelley, thanks for joining us. Before she gives us some money-saving advice, Joe, tell us what's on tap for the show today.
Well, we have a full plate of topics.
A full plate?
Plate.
We have a plate. It's a full plate. We're going to start off with talking to Shelley about five ways to save money on shipping. Andy has the results of a new American Express small business survey, and we're going to discuss crying at work. Microbrews are doing fun and interesting things to build their brands, and we chime in. Attack ads are on the rise, but we're not talking about those aimed at politicians. And you want to stay tuned to find out if you are our lucky mortgage winner as we make the call live on the air.
Giving away major money for
major
that one.
Buku bucks. While the Phillies didn't clinch the World Series last night because of foul weather, regardless, we're going to talk about creative ways you can rally your troops. Our resident extrovert, that would be Kathy, talks about how introverts can network. Melinda is going to shine up her crystal ball and talk about the 2009 business travel forecast.
I'm shining it right now.
And we have a new product alert. You might not believe what you're about to hear. Hey, and don't forget to enter a Halloween costume for your chance to win a $200 gift card. All the details are available on our website, www.asicentral.com/radio. All this and the industry news in 60 seconds or less. Andy.
Thanks, Joe. A new survey from American Express Open shows some of the damage that American businesses expect to feel from the credit and financial crisis. The survey concludes that almost 20% of small businesses will go out of business as a result of current economic conditions. The survey, which involved more than 600 companies that each employ less than 100 people, also showed that 71% of business owners are stressed about the economy. Walmart made a decision last week about its overseas factories that is sure to impact business here in the ad specialty market. The retail giant told all of its suppliers, beginning with apparel suppliers, that it will demand tougher and more detailed quality and safety standards on all of the products it sells. Walmart will ask suppliers to name the location of every factory they use to make the products that Walmart later sells, and also be able to document the testing standards and social practices of those factories. And we have two product-based notes this morning. Leeds is now entering the growable product market as it has announced an expansion to its EcoSmart line with the introduction of the growable collection. New items offered include a bamboo shoot, a paperwhite bulb, and a blue spruce sapling. And Primeline announced that its string-a-sling backpacks were recently used in a trek that reached the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Plus, later on today in Promogram, we have a new edition of the Joe Show. Joe, I hear you're feeling healthy today.
Huh? Oh, I absolutely am. Since I use those products that I'm going to talk about.
Perfect.
Looking very robust.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Andy. As always, we welcome your phone calls. Give us a call right now at 215-953-4979 or anytime during the show and tell us what's on your mind. Okay, guys, we all like to save money, and we know that now is a huge time of the year for suppliers and distributors since we're fast approaching corporate gift season. Shelley Gares, tell us, how can industry members save money on shipping?
Well, a couple of things that the industry can do is take a look at your carrier service. Mm-hmm. All carriers offer a variety of level of service. So do you really need your package to be there at 10:30 in the morning, or could you save 15% on your shipping cost and have it there at noon? So suppliers and distributors are all facing the same tough economic times. So talk to your customer. See if that two-hour time difference could save you 15% on your shipping.
That's a significant amount.
Absolutely. Another thing that you can do is called LTL bundling. And LTL is just an industry term that means less than truckload. And what that means is you co-share a truck with other companies. And you can contact a freight broker and you can buy space on a truck. because the trucking industry is also facing tough economic times.
Sure.
And they're looking to fill the truck. Empty space is not generating revenue for them, and they can give you some pretty good discounts that way as well.
Do a lot of industry members do that now, do you think?
A lot of industry members use freight services. Mm-hmm. They may not be co-bundling with another company and using a freight broker.
Okay.
So that's another helpful hint for you. Another good tip is to watch your exchange rates. Up until June, July, the Canadian dollar was on par. Now the Canadian dollar is trading at about 75 cents.
Right.
So you've got about a 25% decrease in the cost of goods from mm-hmm. your ASI Canada members. So that's another attractive option. Andy had mentioned Walmart. The U.S. Customs Border Protection Agency is actually enacting a law that will require all manufacturers to show where their factories are. And that leads in to making sure your paperwork's correct. So you want to watch your NAFTA certificates and make sure that you are claiming NAFTA and get that zero duty rate where applicable. Most of your Asian goods coming into the U.S. carry anywhere from 6.5% to about 14% duty. So you need to factor that in before you place that order and do a little comparison shopping. And the last tip, a little cliched, but leverage your ASI Association discounts. You guys sure. have some great discounts, and the members should be actively soliciting them and using them.
That's great. Well, thanks so much. Great tips from Shelley Gare from UPS. Now we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, I Promote You. And when we return, we're going to get some scary news from Andy Cohn.
Oh.
Ooh. This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where our phone lines are currently wide open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Kathy Houston, stop making fun of me. Now, Andy, it's almost Halloween, and some scary news came out from this recent survey of American Express that you alluded to.
Wow, that's some daunting music in the background there.
I said it's
my
scary.
Word.
Tell us a little more about the American Express survey that you
sure.
told us about.
Sure. As I talked about in the news segment, businesses are scared. You know, we're starting to see the credit crisis and the lack of lending money available really start to affect companies, not just psyche, but their actual operations. And in that survey, two-thirds of businesses said that they're being negatively impacted by credit tightening, not just the current crisis, actually, you know, not being able to get the type of lending at their banks or other lending institutions that they're used to meet certain obligations.
That's
like payroll, say.
Yeah, something like just minor,
so,
like payroll.
Yeah, so, you know, the current situation is really starting to affect businesses overall in all sorts of sectors.
Now, we've been also surveying our members pretty closely about this, too. What are they saying?
Yeah, we actually have a survey up on asicentral.com right now, which went up last week. And it's about the credit tightening and whether it has impacted the business and whether people think that it's going to continue to impact business. And more than half are saying it has either severely impacted or somewhat impacted their business already. So the impact is there, and you know, people are expecting even worse a little bit down the line.
Well, I know the next counselor cover story coming out, I believe November, addresses this and also gives people ideas for where they can go when they're I guess creative access to capital.
Yeah, we had a sidebar in a feature story about the current credit crisis, sort of a news analysis, and that sidebar talks about places that people can go for credit and loans if they can't get it. First of all, the Small Business Administration is a good place to start. They have a lot of outlets for smaller companies and ways to go. And then there's just sort of untraditional type places which are pretty much found online, but there's some online banks which are doing a little bit better these days than the traditional brick and mortar banks. And there's also peer-to-peer lending networks, which I think some people in this industry have really started to look at. And that's becoming an option for businesses out there that are short on cash.
Sure. Well, be sure to check out November Council for that story. Now, that's news that might make some people cry, but you should rethink whether you want to cry at work or not. Isn't that right, Kathy?
Well, yeah, that's right. You don't know how many times I've seen Joe Haley cry at work.
I've never seen
how
that.
How many times?
Never.
Too many
that
to count.
Will never, ever happen.
Never.
Never.
But
I can make you cry.
If you poke me in
hello?
The eye with hot pepper.
Experts actually say that it's okay to cry. It's an expression of human emotion.
Which
expert
is
human.
Saying
yeah,
that?
Some expert. No, it's okay to cry, but you have to make sure, you know, like, it all depends on what happens.
Do you think that they're referring to crying about work, or, you know, maybe something in your personal life happened and you just happen to be at work?
Well,
because there's a difference.
It all depends.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of it has to do, the perception has to do whether you're female or male, too.
So what, it's better for one or the other?
Believe it or not, if women cry, they're seen as weaker.
Right.
If men cry...
It's okay?
Yeah, actually.
No, it's not.
All right, yeah. Andy and Joe, feel free to burst into tears. But, you know, I think that's true. Women get...
It's not okay.
Women get labeled.
Remember when Pat Schroeder ran for... she ran for president, and she announced that she was dropping out, and she cried, and then everyone said, oh, that's why
Hillary
she should
Clinton?
Never be president.
When Hillary...
No, but Hillary Clinton cried, and it worked for her.
Yeah, but she welled up, and some people... Some pundits said it was a sign of weakness. When Joe Biden cried, when he got choked up during the debate, people admired that and respected him for that.
Hmm. But what about crying at work? Acceptable ever?
Never.
What do you guys think?
I hate it.
I never do.
I would never cry.
It's not worth it.
I've seen people cry because they're having problems with their boyfriend.
Well,
I've seen people
ridiculous.
Cry because, you know, their boss is on them about something. It's just it's not the right place to do it. And it puts someone, you know, I feel uncomfortable when
it's
I see
really
that.
It's really uncomfortable.
It really is.
Well,
I can't stand it.
I always tell people, hey, if you need a minute, you know, go in the bathroom, go in your car.
Yeah.
Don't sit and cry in public.
No.
Not that I've made people cry.
You tell
cry.
People go to the bathroom?
Get out of the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
No, but go in a private place. Now, of course, though.
She's also said, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
Don't do that here. Get yourself into the bathroom.
I hate
go
it.
To the bathroom.
What it all boils there's down
no
to is it just
see there is. There's no crying at work
that's
or in
right.
baseball.
I agree with Tom Hanks.
You know what though? I mean, the only exception, of course, is if someone had a personal tragedy or something.
Oh, sure.
You wouldn't hold that against someone.
No.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But anything work related, I had an old job where this woman would cry whenever she got in a fight with her husband, and that's just
ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
God.
And there's some people that cry at work, I think, to get attention from their coworkers.
Really?
Yeah, we had someone like that.
We've seen somebody like that.
In the past?
Here?
Yeah, who would just cry loudly and wait
besides
for people.
Besides Joe?
Wailing.
And wait for people to come and see what was
Coming.
Now
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely wailing.
She no longer works here. Anyway, so the verdict is, I guess, no crying unless you have some
personal
extreme
tragedy.
Personal tragedy. You know,
break your leg.
Otherwise, go to the bathroom. Is that it? Oh, you break your leg. Oh, yeah,
pain. You break your leg, yeah.
Yeah, what about that, Joe? If you break your leg, can you cry?
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Okay, so you're willing. You're willing under some circumstances.
Oh, absolutely.
How many broken legs are there in normal workplaces
know,
that aren't
was,
like construction sites?
All right, well, we want to hear what listeners think
there,
on this topic. Is it okay to cry at work? Give us a call at 215-953-4979 and tell us what you think. Now, beer drinkers take their beer very seriously, don't they, Joe?
Yes, they do.
What kind of beer do you drink?
Usually Yingling Lager.
Yingling.
You don't look like a... Whatever, I can't even pronounce it.
A Yingling Lager?
You look
a
like
lager
a
drinker?
You look like
a I know Kathy likes beer because she has a beer tap actually next to her swimming pool at home.
There are three kegs in my shed.
Yeah, how about that?
As we speak?
That's because of my husband. I'm more of a wine person.
Oh, you don't drink beer?
Well, I drink anything.
They're both
well, rummies. I'm more of a Chardonnay gal myself, but it seems that there are a growing number of microbreweries out there, and they're coming up with some unusual slogans and promotions. Isn't that right, Joe?
Absolutely. First, I'd like to say that we have one of Philadelphia's top brewers in this room right now. One of our engineers and the guy who works the soundboard has come in second place several years with his homebrewed creation. So shout out to Steve Hawk.
Steve Hawk.
Go, woo! Steve Hawk.
Okay.
Your beer's good?
He says it is. There we go. Hey, and we got to use the beer sound today. Brewers, microbrewers are using God to sell their brews, and I think it's pretty funny. First, let's start off with a quote from Ben Franklin. He actually said, beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
Yes.
And if you can imagine what he looked like, a little portly fellow, I'm sure he enjoyed his beer. But there's a brewer out there, and he is Hebrew, the Chosen beer. And some of his creations are Genesis Ale, it's our first creation, Messiah Bold, the one you've been waiting for, and Jubilation, L'Chaim. There's also...
L'Chaim is the name of the beer? L'Chaim.
That's like their little slogan for the beer. Jubilation is...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
At Denver's Great American Beer Festival, four ex-Mormons who met at Utah State ran a booth selling excommunicated Mormon drinking T-shirts. And the
It's a very specific niche.
Yes.
Excommunicated Mormon drinking T-shirts.
Yes. Okay. And they sold out. And the idea was to sell enough T-shirts to pay for the weekend.
How many excommunicated Mormons are there?
I think there's probably a lot.
That's a big market. Yeah.
Anyway, another entrepreneur peddled WWJB, What Would Jesus Brew, T-shirts with an image of a smiling Jesus with a mash paddle in one hand and a pint glass in the other
hand. What Would Jesus Brew? What a great slogan.
That's great.
Well, if I came up with that slogan, I'd be very proud of myself.
That is good.
Years and years ago, 500 years ago, monks and monasteries used to brew beer. I mean, they were known for their beer. But at these festivals, they're also using stickers and bottle openers. And Steve Hawk, who's been to many of these festivals, just gave me a chapstick, and I'm holding up here. It says Old Chub Stick. It's lip balm made with Old Chub Scottish-style ale, and it's from the brewer Oscar Blues.
Does it smell like beer?
Is it beer flavored?
I don't know.
Apparently not. Since you're whiffing it right now.
So, and anyway, microbrews is very niche market.
Seems like a great new market for distributors, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because they don't have the resources that the Anheuser-Busch's have. And,
all right.
And all those
hot
big
market
brews.
For 2009.
You got it.
Microbrewers.
Cool. You got it.
All right, we're about to make history on the radio show today. For the first time, we're going to pay someone's mortgage for an entire month. How cool is that?
Woohoo!
I'd love to have my mortgage paid for a
month. Yeah, can I win that?
We had a huge number of listeners enter our mortgage contest, and we're about to notify the winner by telephone. We've dialed them up, and Joe, we are going to let you do the honors.
All right. Larry, you on the air?
Hello.
You're with us, Larry Byers. You are the winner of our mortgage contest.
Woo!
You absolutely are.
You've got to be kidding.
No, we are not.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah. Are you sitting down or standing up?
I'm sitting down. Holy Hannah.
Holy Hannah. Now, Larry, where do you live?
Live out in Oswego, Illinois.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. Now, what are you going to do? You don't have to pay your mortgage this month. What are you going to do with all the money?
Well, first thing I got to do is figure out which one of my seven mortgages I want you to pay.
Aha! So your last name is McCain.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that's unbelievable.
Well, that's great. We're happy to give you the good news today. Now you got an extra little bit of dough for the holidays.
No kidding. Well, might use some of that to go pretty involved in Rotary, and we may kick some of that back to those folks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome. Well, Larry, congratulations.
Thank you.
And
very,
thanks for
very
listening
much,
to ASI
right?
Radio.
Gels?
Yes, hopefully you'll be a loyal fan now.
And our promotions department will be in touch.
Well, they know where I live, so they can find me.
Congratulations,
thanks,
Larry.
Thanks,
everyone.
Larry.
Take care
now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're like the Ed McMahons of the industry.
Know,
that was
exciting.
That was exciting.
We
yeah.
do this every week.
Every week, yeah.
Well, listeners, now remember, we do have our Halloween costume contest going. Send us your picture of your Halloween costume by Friday.
By Friday.
Right? And you can win a $200 gift card. Not quite as good as paying the mortgage, but hey.
And you can email that to radio@asicentral.com.
Well, guys, you've probably seen the latest Dunkin' Donuts commercial, which is sort of attacking Starbucks. Looks like these kinds of ads are on the rise. Andy, tell us more.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is... come up with a little microsite, DunkinBeatsStarbucks.com, and they're claiming that there was like a poll. They did sort of their own internal poll, but they're launching off of that whole thing and directly attacking Starbucks and saying that our coffee is better than your coffee.
It is.
Oh, I guess in this room,
I guess you participate.
We all would agree
we're
with
Dunkin'
that.
Dunkin' people.
Dunkin' fans here. But they're not the only ones. There's a lot of big brands that are, I guess, following the political climate and attacking competitors. Microsoft jumped into the fray this, you know, recently going against Apple. Apple has run those commercials against Microsoft for a while now, but now Microsoft is combating that. Burger King is going directly after McDonald's.
Some of them are using promotional products too. Is it in the Dunkin' one, don't they use napkins where people can vote for Starbucks?
They have, yeah, they have the website on everything, printed on just about everything that they have right now. So in the stores, you walk into a Dunkin' Donuts, you see it on signs and on promos at the counters, and even on the cups in some places. So they're getting it out there in every way they possibly can.
I think it's an interesting concept, but do they run the risk of getting any type of legal trouble?
I don't think so.
I don't know why.
I mean, they're just...
It's happened all the time.
If you're slamming another brand.
The Pepsi
you
challenge.
You can slam a brand. Yeah, that was the start of it, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean, you could talk about other brands.
So it could be an opportunity for distributors to be involved in attack marketing.
It could. I mean, you know, it works for some in politics.
All right. Well, it's almost holiday time, guys, which means that many suppliers and distributors will be hosting or attending holiday events. We all know those are great ways to network and meet new customers, but there's certainly an art to networking, and many people may actually be committing networking faux pas and not even realize it. Isn't that right, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Hopefully you've never done that.
I never have. No, you know me. Faux pas. We don't go together.
So what are some faux pas people should watch
out
for?
Some of the faux pas is if one of your networking partners calls you with a referral, you don't respond right away. Now, why would you do that? You know the old saying, you snooze, you lose?
Right.
That's what happens. They go on to the next one. That's one of them. That's number one. Number two is confusing networking with direct selling.
Oh, people do that all the time.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. And have you ever, like, put your... I hate this. When you put your business card in one of those fish bowls at a restaurant for a free lunch, and then it winds up, you're actually going to, like, a seminar, and somebody's trying to sell you something.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have. But I haven't gone. No, once they call
you. I was going to say you ended up at the seminar.
No. Once they tell you what's up, no. And the other one is abusing the relationship.
That's a big one, I think.
Abusing the relationship.
You know, you meet somebody and then you harass them endlessly afterwards and try to sell them on stuff.
Right,
I think
that's fast friends.
Exactly.
Or you get them to wash your car. Help you move.
You shine your shoes, whatever. But those are the top three.
Okay, well, let's make sure, let's all resolve not to commit those during the holiday season.
Won't do it.
All right.
I pledge.
Just got the Boy Scout pledge going.
I don't know.
I think that's Star Trek, but that's whatever.
That is Star Trek.
All right. Well, American Express Business Travel just came out with its 2009 forecast. What do you guys think? You think travel costs are going to go up or down in 2009?
Up.
Travel costs?
The cost of an average business trip.
I say up.
It's going to go up.
Down.
Okay. Rich Fairfield, our publisher, is saying down.
And he knows.
He knows, but he actually doesn't know. And in fact, you used to work for American Express, so you should know. However, they're going to go up 2.4%. What's happening is, although air costs are actually going to go down slightly because they're tacking on all these fees, like for baggage, your price of an air ticket will actually could be more. They say that hotels will go down slightly, but car rental will go up. And so as a result, it all ends up being about 2.4% increase.
But you can pretty much bet that travel expenses will be going down.
Well, you mean
because companies are going to spend less.
Or go on shorter trips or less trips.
Yeah. However you look at it, they're going to spend less on travel, I would imagine.
Internationally, they're expecting an increase of 4.3%. So those will be more expensive. Yeah, total travel costs. Rich is shaking his head again. He's obviously in the know. The IRS also recently released some tips for deducting business travel expenses that would be good for small business owners. One tip is, you know, of course, everyone knows to deduct gas mileage, but those, the latest, the allowance is changing more frequently these days because of the crazy fluctuations in gas. So you should check the allowance and make sure that you're deducting the right amount. Another tip, of course, is don't deduct the expenses of friends and family. Sometimes people, you know, try to include them in on the tab and say that, you know, they were helping with the trip or something like that. But unless they're bona fide employees, you obviously can't do that. You also can't deduct extravagant or unnecessary expenses. So, you know, golf club memberships or skyboxes, things like that, they're actually not deductible, even if you use them just, you know, for clients. And lastly, you should know...
Even from a company perspective?
That's what it says. I don't know if it's personal or company. Okay. I guess you check with the IRS. But, you know, their tip is not to deduct extravagant expenses. And also, not, of course, you know not to deduct personal trips. However, certain trips are considered personal and can't be deducted. Like a trip on a cruise ship actually cannot be deducted, even if it was for business. So check with your IRS.
Even if you had like this, if you had a seminar, a sales meeting on a cruise ship?
It says no cruise ships.
Well, as
are
a
you
personal
planning on going to a meeting on a cruise ship?
No, just gets a little wacky.
As a personal expense,
I mean,
you wouldn't be incurring that expense. If it was a sales trip, it would be the company's expense. So you wouldn't have the money to deduct. You wouldn't have that cost incurred to deduct it, I guess. I mean, if it's a sales meeting.
Okay, Andy.
Fantastic. I'm glad you guys settled that up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more. I think you can't use a cruise ship to take you from point A to point B. I think that's what
that's
it means.
A good point. See, that's Rich Fairfield, our astute publisher, chiming in. Thank you for clarifying.
He's really here.
He is here. Well, Phillies fever has certainly caught on at ASI, and Joe, tell us what the company has been doing the last few weeks to whip up enthusiasm for the fightin' Phils.
Woohoo! Well, they've been encouraging employees to wear their Phillies collar, and we haven't seen Andy in any Phillies red yet.
Yeah, he doesn't have
and
his
you
Phillies
won't.
Hat.
He's
and
in
Mets. Everyone, every employee got a Go Phillies red baseball cap to also have something. Now, Andy, you have something to wear, so you can wear it. But it's just a neat idea. Everyone in the area is kind of whipped up in this frenzy and excitement and stuff. So the company is leveraging that and getting their employees excited. So
and actually, they had a big cake last week, too.
Oh, they absolutely did, yes.
Phillies logo.
Yes,
yeah.
It was good luck to come and have a piece of the cake. And the Phillies won the night they had the cake. Mm-hmm.
So we need
it's the weather that's not we working need, to the advantage of the Phillies.
Awful. I just find it interesting that the field conditions were just deteriorating quickly last night, and they wait to postpone the game once it was tied. Had they made that decision in the fifth inning, the game would have been official, and it would have been over.
But you know what? You
they were
want,
never going to let it.
You don't want to win that way.
They were never going to let them win that way.
No.
You
want to
win
they
from a
rainout?
Yeah, not in the world.
No, not necessarily. But I mean, it was a stupid call. It was a stupid call from the from the get-go.
But what should have happened?
They should have just canceled the game altogether and played it tonight or tomorrow night because weather doesn't look good tonight.
Who foresaw that?
Apparently, was it totally in the forecast?
It was.
It was totally in the forecast.
Hurricane Schwartz knew about it?
I guess so. Well, we're going to end today with an unusual new product alert that Andy Cohn has come across. He's our new product expert this week. Andy, this has got to be kind of a strange product. We haven't come across
I think
this
it's
lately.
The greatest product
Maybe it'll
in,
be in
the history
suit.
Of the world.
What is it?
It's called Shower Shock.
Shower
if I was
shock.
To say Shower Shock,
so you get
to
you,
what do you think it would
shower.
Be?
You get shocked.
You
like
get shocked?
Shock.
No, not exactly.
Waterproof
you wake
toaster.
Up quicker with the soap you use because it is caffeinated soap.
Well, how does that get through to your bloodstream?
It gets into your pores, and then it's into your body. And
really?
You just wake up quicker by showering.
I'm not
I think
sure
it's
I
the
like
most
that
brilliant idea in the world.
Does normal soap go in your pores?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, that's
so
what
does it work?
Say. I haven't used it yet, but I'll go on this website.
That's taking notes. She seems very interested in this.
Oh, well, yeah, so, I would use it.
Maybe we should all get a,
I would
a,
use it.
Do I have to tell Pauline?
Bar of it.
Do I need to tell
and test
Pauline?
It.
Get decaf? I need decaf soap now.
You need decaf soap?
Yeah,
decaf
you soap? Totally need the decaf version.
You do need the decaf version.
I can't
version.
Take full caffeination, you kidding?
No, you can wake up a little quicker than the coffee that you get later on after your shower. You know.
If you shower
that
first.
Just really boosts
So it. Where can you get it? I want some.
ThinkGeek.com.
ThinkGeek.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the
well, let's all
it.
Shower with it next Tuesday morning, and we'll see how
God, that
how
be,
we are on the radio.
Oh, it'll
I'm
be
sure
a mess.
It'll be a real treat for our listeners.
I'm going to order us up some, and we'll all test it out.
Fantastic. On that note, we're all out of time today. Thanks so much to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks always to our wonderful listeners. You guys rock. We'll be back at you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Have a great week.
Go Phillies.